Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. My name is Travis Walker. I'm one of the pastors at First Family Church in Ankeny, Iowa. It was my privilege to preach from Exodus chapter 14 this past Sunday. The Extra Point Podcast is a chance for those of us who preach on Sundays to share a few extra insights, observations, or connections that we didn't have time to unpack in the sermon itself. So today I want to spend a few minutes talking about something I absolutely love in Scripture. Many times we call them hyperlinks. You know how a website, you can click a hyperlink and suddenly it takes you to somewhere else connected on that page? The Bible works that way too. Certain stories, phrases, themes, and details intentionally connect us to other parts of Scripture. And Exodus 14 is filled with those kinds of hyperlinks. A piece of a story that connects you to another story. On Sunday, I pointed out one of the major themes in Exodus chapter 14 is that God bringing rescue through water. That's a theme throughout Scripture. Israel passes through the Red Sea and comes out alive on the other side. And it's a picture of salvation, Exodus tells us, through death, burial, and resurrection imagery. And that immediately connects us back to a previous story in the book of Exodus, which is Moses as a baby. Remember that story? Moses was placed in a basket in the Nile River. And through the water, God preserved his life and raised up a deliverer for his people. It's the same type of imagery, death, burial, and resurrection. So even there, before Exodus 14, God is already establishing this pattern of rescue through water. But that's only one of the many connections in this chapter. I want to share with you today a few others that stood out to me as I studied the text. First, think about Pharaoh's original plan back in Exodus chapter 1. Pharaoh commanded that all the Hebrew baby boys should be killed at birth. He wanted to stop Israel from growing. He wanted to wipe out the next generation. But later in Exodus, through the Passover, what happens instead? The firstborn sons of the Egyptians die under God's judgment. The very destruction Pharaoh tried to bring on Israel eventually came back on Egypt itself. That's an important biblical theme. Rebellion against God ultimately turns back on itself. Here's another hyperlink. Pharaoh ordered Hebrew boys to be thrown into the Nile River. He used water as a weapon of death against God's people. But in Exodus 14, the sea becomes the place where Pharaoh and his army are judged instead. The same ruler who once tried to drown others is eventually drowned himself. It's a reversal. And Exodus tells us specifically that around 600 of Pharaoh's officers were swept away in the sea. Again, Scripture is showing us that God sees injustice. God's not absent. He's not passive. And evil does not get the final word. Another connection I love is found in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Moses says to the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm and see the Lord's salvation that he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again." That verse is powerful because Pharaoh's ultimate goal had always been to erase Israel completely. He wanted them gone, destroyed, forgotten. But instead, God says, "No, you will never see them again. The enemy that once enslaved you will no longer have mastery over you." And honestly, that becomes a beautiful picture of salvation for believers today. Because through Christ, sin no longer rules over us. Satan no longer owns us. Death no longer has the final word. The enemies that once held us captive have been defeated by God himself. There's another fascinating detail here too. The Egyptians worshipped false gods connected to nature. One of them, I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's spelled H-A-P-I, maybe Happy. He is the so-called god of the Nile River. He's the god believed to bring fertility and life through waters. This is a god the Egyptians worshipped. They also worshipped Ra, the sun god. But notice the beautiful irony in Exodus chapter 14. Egypt's army is destroyed, in the water at daybreak. These are specific details given to us. Exodus 14:27 says, at daybreak, the sea returned to normal depth. So the very things Egypt worshiped, Egypt trusted in, the river and the rising sun, could not save them. Their gods were powerless before the one true God. Throughout Exodus, God is exposing the emptiness of idols and showing that he alone is Lord over creation, over kings, over nations, and over salvation itself. And I think that's one of the reasons this chapter is so powerful. The Red Sea crossing is not just a dramatic miracle story. It's not just about God showing his power. It's about his covenant love, his sustaining love, his rescuing love for his people. Israel had no way out. The sea was in front of them. Pharaoh's army was behind them. And yet God made a way where there was no way. And the same God still does that today. Sometimes we only read Exodus 14 for the miracle, but underneath the miracle is a message that God fights for his people. God saves his people. That's the heartbeat of this chapter. Well, thanks so much for joining us today for another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. I hope these connections encourage you to keep digging deeper into Scripture and seeing how beautifully connected the entire Bible really is. There will be a whole lot more of these as we continue through the book of Exodus. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.